The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Off the Record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, RX, Mars Electric Motors, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and the Tourism Development Corporation.
Tired of the worries and the problems and the strife. Tired of the things where they're not going to rise. Oh, yeah. Tired of this miserable, of this miserable. Tired of this miserable life. Tired of the worries and the problems and the strife. Tired of the things where they're not going to rise. Oh, yeah. Tired of this miserable, of this miserable. A lot of people them use and abuse me for what little talent I got. Well, some people so shady, always promising things they have not. Well, my lady tell me she tired of waiting, and she just can't wait it no more. Now me woman she gone and she left me. Never felt so lonely before. Now me tired of this miserable life. Tired of the worries and the problems and the strife. Tired of the things when them not going to rise. Oh, tired of this miserable, of this miserable. Tired of this miserable life. Tired of the worries and the problems and the strife. Tired of the things when them not going to rise. Oh, tired of this miserable, of this miserable. Can't stop from praising Almighty, cause you know that he can't stop kicking. Yeah. My Lord, he will never forsake me. He never give you more than you can bear. Through my trials and my tribulations, sometimes I feel like I'm losing the race. But I know one day he'll uplift me. I'm so longing to see those days. I'll be tired of this miserable life. Tired of the worries and the broken and the strife. Tired of the things when they're not open.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this wonderful Friday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232 or 325-4316. Or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Yesterday was advanced poll day. We don't have any music today, folks. We have a very important process that took place yesterday. And it is useful in the freshness of the hour to kind of go over all the interesting things that happened yesterday. Hopefully, and according to the Parliamentary Registration Department, they may in fact be picking up on this, but hopefully we learn some lessons from what happened. Yesterday proved very difficult, very miserable for many people. Many people. Okay, that's the reality. I'm not the only one saying that. It was so miserable yesterday for so many people that I watched a video of a government minister, Minister Jobeth Colby, protesting against a returning presiding officer, whichever one it was, protesting what was taking place at the polls, and then the progressive issuing a statement, their concerns about what happened. Now, let me back this ship up a little bit. I want you to think about this for a moment. JoBeth Colby is a cabinet minister. She is a member of the executive. The responsibility for the country is the government of the Bahamas. That means it's the executive branch of the government of the Bahamas, even though the administration of it is the Parliamentary Registration Department. But the Parliamentary Registration Department is a part of the government. The head of the government is the prime minister. And the administrative and executive head, the executive head of the government is the cabinet of the Bahamas. JoBeth Colby was actually having a challenge with people appointed, selected by her government to administer the elections of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Y'all hear me? Harrison Thompson, the parliamentary commissioner, is also an undersecretary. He belongs to the civil service. His team, for the most part, other than people who may be on part-time employ, are members of the civil service. And even the part-time people are now engaged by the government of the Bahamas to carry out the affairs of the parliamentary elections of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And yesterday it was so bad, that even a government minister was carrying on like, if it were me, I would probably have said, please hold everything, officer. Please hold everything. Let me go and have a word with the presiding officer. And I've said to the presiding officer, we have a number of concerns, and then I would call my lawyers and I would have my lawyers ascend on that place so that they could observe and record and witness what was happening that I thought was inappropriate or I thought was a problem. Why? Because that becomes the basis of, if I think that there was something untoward, the basis of an election court after the elections. I wasn't going to carry on because this administrative process is the government process. You think the COI or the FNM had any part to play in the selection of the returning and presiding officers or the agents and of the Parliamentary Registration Department? Any? Of course not. That's Governor Obama's responsibility. And so it was so bad that a cabinet minister, a sitting cabinet minister, had issues. Person after person who was interviewed expressed their frustration about how elderly people were being treated and how long it was taken to vote. Even journalists who sat on the line for 4 hours to vote were indicating how difficult a challenge it is. Now, I heard someone from the Parliamentary Registration Department say, well, the turnout was so good, unprecedented, that clearly there were challenges because of that. Can I say this? If there's one group of people who ought not to have been surprised by the turnout yesterday, it's the Parliamentary Registration Department. Why? They're the ones who registered the people to vote on advance poll day. They knew exactly how many people were registered to vote, 26,000. And they knew that you have to have a worst case scenario for everything. And so what if everybody shows up? If everybody shows up at this polling station and that polling station, well, that's X number of people. Well, if X number of people show up and it takes roughly 3-5 minutes for them to actually vote and multiply that by X number of people, that means we have this number of hours. Well, if the poll is only going to be open for this number of hours and we only have that many polling stations, that means that we're going to have a queue that's going to be really long and frustrating, no accommodation. What are the accommodations for elderly people? What are the accommodations for disabled people? And you think about all of these scenarios, and then you say, you know what, my resources are not going to be able to sustain that level of participation. And this is only the advance poll. Less than a third of the people are going to vote in the advance poll. The bulk of the people are going to vote on election day. Can you imagine on election day if you have three times the number of people voting has voted in the advance poll and you have this level of discombobulation, what is going to happen on election day? But we hope not. We hope that the Parliamentary Registration Department release a press statement saying they're going to hire more people, going to make adjustments, they're going to have more polling stations. Absolutely, thank the Lord Jesus. Please make it happen. Let it happen because it is necessary. It is a. We see that from what has happened today. And maybe you might want to think about whether people actually understand what the process is, both the returning and presiding officers and the agents and all the candidates and all their agents and so forth, so you don't have people, including cabinet ministers, look like they are going to have a fist fight or a bus up with the officials of the election. Rick Fox had a bus up with agents of candidates. We can talk about Rick Fox in a not too wide. He had a bus up with them. The minister was having corruptions with officials appointed by the government of Bahamas to preside over the election process in that polling station. Presumably, you will select somebody who is capable, competent, trustworthy, and so forth. But they had did y'all watch the video? Minister wasn't playing. The minister has a video, an ad where she's saying they're going preparing for war, but she looked like she was trying. She looked, and her team looked, and the sounds, the cussing and carry on were people who were ready for war. Now, we are told, when you see untoward things happening at a polling station, you're supposed to be assertive. You're supposed to make sure things don't happen because you could lose an election that way. But this the government, the government minister, with the government-appointed officials. Incredible. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Make Mother's Day unforgettable with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale starting Friday, May 1st through Saturday, May 9th. Save 20% on a lovely selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. We have beautiful gifts that let mom know just how much she's appreciated. Shop early and enjoy 20% off at Kelly's House and Home during our Mother's Day sale, May 1st through 9th. Happy Mother's Day with love from Kelly's House and Home.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
The following is a paid political message. That was a paid political message.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. from business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships. We're here to help you to build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon, the day after advanced poll day. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. If you're in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. This text says, yesterday was a complete disaster, especially for the handicapped people. The PRD should be completely overhauled, starting from Harrison Thompson, the head. They have been doing this for years, and you're going to tell me that the counterfoils arrived in random, not alpha order, which held up the process, not to mention all those 60 plus seniors. And there were many who needed assistance because they were either wheelchair bound or used a cane. Two of them fainted in the hot sun after waiting 3 to 4 hours to vote. There were insufficient officers working at the polling stations, and there were two small hot classrooms, polling stations with 13 of us working in the classrooms at two to three voters entered at a time. Disaster all around. Well, the extent to which people were able to vote, it wasn't a disaster, complete disaster, so I can't say that. But these problems are absolutely unacceptable. Now, let me tell you where you make your mistake, Texter. This is where you make your mistake. You say that they have been doing this for years we have been conducting elections for years. For many years, Launford Bethel was the person responsible for the electoral process in the country. One of the most experienced persons you could find, knew what he was doing, and he did a marvelous job. He worked with Kinlan, worked with Ingram, and so forth. We then had, my understanding was, people were being trained to assume the role of Launford Bethel, because they knew eventually he would retire. So the people you have had running elections in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas have not been doing it for a long time. Harrison Thompson has not been doing this for a long time. Has not. In fact, I'm not entirely sure he's run an election yet as parliamentary commissioner. This was the first. And so this is part of our challenge, is that we don't honor, because of our politics, because of our partisan politics, because of our politicizing things from too often, the virtues of succession planning. We don't. So the people who can have some institutional knowledge, expertise, and skills in a matter, we come to office and we feel like, okay, let me get my man, my woman, my person inside there, and then we get them other people out of there, and so forth and so forth. And then when things start to bust up, you go look for them same people to come and try to bail you out, but it's too late then. Listen to me, man. An election machinery, an institution, should be just that. It should be an institution. This is the reason why we went to referendum to appoint an independent parliamentary commissioner. Because you want an institution that is capable of managing a process and, you know, renewing itself and learning and building institutional knowledge and what have you. That's what you want. we didn't have under Minnis, we did not have a seasoned, experienced, veteran person running the elections. We don't this time around. In fact, wasn't since Launford Bethel, I think, that we have such a person. Say, so what about employees at the PRD office? New? Well, some of them may be new, but plenty of the PRD people are the same people. But listen, man, you don't blame employees when things happen. Leadership, you never do that. You think any employee of PRD is actually dictating how things go? No. That's on leadership. So, yes, we have to make sure May 12th is a lot better. And the Parliamentary Registration Department is pledging to do the necessary. So we just have to wait and see. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, Minister.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Thank God for life as usual. Minister, I was wondering, maybe you didn't say it and I missed it when you went to a break, before you went to it. I was talking with someone yesterday and I was telling them I thought, even in America, but I didn't say America, but I thought here in the Bahamas, if the cutoff period is 6 o'clock and we get 500 or 200 people on that line before the cutoff period, they're supposed to be able to vote. Is this a fact? Or could they tell me, say, no, that can't happen, and it happened last night. So I was wondering if that's how it's supposed to be, or that's a big mistake they what happened last night. And with this whole mix-up thing, legally, who's supposed to be responsible for all of this, or take the blame for all of this stuff, what happened, and all the people that, like for instance, right? If a disabled person, or a person get these papers from, I don't know if they get it from the constituency office for their area, their constituency, saying that these people will be coming early to vote and they get their letter. Is this something, I know you could sue for anything, right? Do you think, I know you mightn't be a lawyer neither, but do you think this is a case where a person will be on the right side of the law, or do they have the rights to be able to sue and be successful knowing that they went out there, get frustrated, and still wasn't able to vote? Is this something that you could care to court and maybe even be successful with a settlement or some kind of judgment on your side to say you was eligible to do it and they turned you down? Is this something, knowing that anyone could sue for anything, but is this something they might could sue and be successful and win the case with that? The first one is, were I wrong to tell somebody that if it's 500 people on the line at 6 o'clock, they have to allow them to vote? They tell me no, but it happened yesterday. But I don't think that's the first time it happened. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, Papa, I don't think that anyone can go and sue for some personal compensation because they were not able to vote. But I do believe that it is possible that a party might be able to put the matter to an election court contesting the results of the election on the basis that voters, who they believe may have voted for themselves, would not have been allowed to vote when they were duly authorized to vote. So that is possible. You ask who's responsible ultimately? The government of the Bahamas. I said that before. The Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the head of the government of the Bahamas, is ultimately responsible for the conduct of effective, efficient, fair, free, and fair elections. That's the reality. The government of the Bahamas. You can't blame nobody else for things that happen for the state other than the government of the Bahamas, the state. Who's paying the parliamentary commission and this staff? The state. Who's the state? Right? The state has a government, and the government has a head, and it's the government responsible for it. You know, we forget. If you go and search, Google search, you will see complaints by the former opposition, led by Prime Minister Davis, then the leader of the opposition, complaints about the electoral process, complaints about their logo and the fading of the logo and the ballots and so forth. To some extent, even initially threatening to contest these things, but then eventually saying they would not allow the election to go forward. So it isn't new for opposition parties to complain about what they observe happening with the electoral process. Ingram did the same thing. Sir Cecil and those did the same thing. So this is part and parcel of it, right? So who do you complain to? You complain to the government and its agents. So the hope has to be that there are lessons learned. You know, somebody even pointed out to me, and it is true. So I was telling you guys that, you know, you should, when you have large numbers of people going to do something, you do a queuing exercise so that you can determine or try to estimate the extent of your queues based on the number of people. I did it in my head, right? But the truth of the matter is, you got AI today, you could plug in AI. I'm going to have 26,000 people vote at 8 polling stations. Each polling station will average about X number of votes. We have 8 hours to vote. It takes approximately 3 to 5 minutes to actually vote. Please tell me what the queuing process is. And if I wanted to get it such that everybody is able to vote within this period of time, how many polling stations would I need? And so forth and so forth. And AI, this 21st century. AI can help you out. All right. We're going to take another break, ladies and gentlemen, after this break. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my
hand. Under the FNM, shanty towns grew. The PLP is demolishing them. The FNM made it easier to get a passport. The PLP fixed their mess and is cracking down on fraud. The FNM let investment in the Defense Force slow to a crawl. The PLP added hundreds of officers and new interceptors. Under the FNM, migrants flooded into the Bahamas. The PLP repatriated record numbers. The FNM offers talk. The PLP offers a real record. Paid for by the PLP.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising. And we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my we'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. Welcome back. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This text says, Joe Beck's claim about sealed boxes should go directly to the bus is not entirely accurate. Many POs, presiding officers, bring their boxes to a designated room and moved on to the bus. I imagine late count completion, that particular box would be taken from the polling place to the bus as all others are already loaded. To her point, though agents are always present. Yes, always. You have to keep your eye on the box. The government folk, but the candidates have to keep their agents, keep their eye on the box. So again, I don't blame Minister Colby in terms of being assertive about wanting to keep eye on the box, but you can't be going at your officers you appoint. You know, if that was like one of the other PLP candidates who in a government official, I could see, but let's say the returning officer is a novice one, and that's one of the challenges, right? If you get novices, you can get novice mistakes. Hello, Mr. Lang. Yesterday's advance poll was a mess and very chaotic. This government is supposed to be in charge of the Parliamentary Registration Department, isn't it? It's not a good look for this government. It's time for us to get rid of the PLP government, period. Okay. This text says, Mr. Lang, I can't believe things I watched and heard from the elections yesterday. What have the Bahamas come to? No civility, no planning, complete chaos, but spirit is taking over our Bahamas. Mr. Rick Fox, listen, man. No. Fella cuss you? That ain't nice. But you can't launch at the fella. And then you can't tell us one story when what happened. You can't tell us a different story. You can't tell us how the fella tried to bully you. And how the fella get charged for this. We watch the video. Someone cuss you? I don't cuss. I wouldn't cuss them back, but cuss them back though, if that's what you want to do. But you can't launch at people and then throw your own man out of the way. Throw your own young man out of the way. Come on, that was not a good look, Hulk. Meme is so joke around. You want to see the memes already? The videos already? You can't do that. No. We in our electoral process, I don't want to see young FNM, PLP. No effort at violence. Don't give me that NBA basketball protecting your team business. We know how to protect our team in this business. We've been doing this for a long time. In our politics, we know how to do this. This is how we avoid it. What many people avoid it in the countries they are in, where violence featured in their elections. We don't do that. We know how to deal with bullies. We know how to deal with people who untoward, et cetera. And the police deal with them. You can't be launching at them fellas, man. You can't be. Don't go ask you. Don't do that. Do. Mr. Pintard would not do that. I promise you. He would not do that. He would not do it. So, Mr. Lang, I can't believe the thing. Yeah. So, no civility, no planning. Okay, I read you already. Woo, sugar, y'all is something else. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Your idea of succession is key. I worked in two government departments, and the wisdom and knowledge that the old employees that retired have is essential. They have a lot of fundamental applications and technical skills needed in running a lot of these departments. Henceforth, the need to hire consultants after they have worked 40 plus years in a ministry. Yes, there's lots of retired people who have lots of knowledge and information that could be used. Do we have a caller on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
How are you doing, Mr. Lang?
I'm right here, man. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a problem where Joe and cut my neighbor's tree. The tree fell in my yard and damaged the property, and the vehicles was in the yard. The problem is I went to Joette Covey Davis to solve the problem, and she told me not to come back to her office. Is this fair, or is this a bully just trying to get away with something?
Firstly, sir, we don't know what actually happened, and so we can't really prosecute it here, okay? So I can't speak to it, okay? Do we have another call on the line?
Hello. Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm right here.
Mr. Lang, I wanted to know, let me just turn this radio down. Let me get an echo. Why was it that the the whole registration closed the day before it was supposed to be published. Is that what normally happens?
The advanced poll, what is supposed to close?
Yeah, because, you know, I wanted to register.
No. Don't go to something new. Restate your question.
No. I know. Okay. I'm saying, okay, they had the 25th of April as the deadline for registration, right? Which was a Saturday. And
the deadline for registration was for a couple of days after the writ. Oh no! So the to vote in the advance poll was 7 days before the poll date.
So it's always 7 days.
Yes, that's the law. It's in the law. It's in the law. What period of time you have in order to vote. You have to have done so at least 7 days prior to poll day.
Yeah, because, I mean, but what I'm saying, because I don't know when they opened. I mean, I can't remember which date they gave, but I would say, but why would you, like, the 25th was the deadline. It was a Saturday, and this thing was supposed to be out on a Monday. And I'm thinking, why don't you have enough time to prepare this thing in order for it to be in place?
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's the law says what is to happen. The law sets out the timeline.
No, I mean, is it seven days or more, or just 7 days?
No, I said you have to have done it at least seven days before means you can't wait within 7 days to do it.
Right. So
you could have done it on the eighth day before, the 10th day, the 12th day, or what have you before.
Right. You know, I mean, so it would have given them time enough in order to scrutinize everything, because whatever buck up went. Because they had, when Dr. Sands called and said, how come it wasn't published yet on that Monday? And, you know, that was a Saturday that the registration closed. So, you know, it's just poor planning. That's the way it looked. It was just poor planning. That's how I saw it. Right?
Yeah. I got you, man. Thanks a lot. We have another call on the line? No? Okay. Ah, boy, this text say Rick Fox, WWE style. Boy, Nassau going funky. Something else. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I don't know what we are doing as a country when it comes to processes that have been going on from before my grandparents were born. Yesterday, there was chaos at numerous polling stations, and in 2026, that should not be. There is absolutely no excuse for it. On Wednesday evening in Fox Hill, the Honorable Mitchell had the president of the Senate do a poll training for his campaign workers for about 2.5 hours. In that time, she went over every possible scenario that could and should happen so we, the workers, would know how to handle it. The PRD needs a total revamp. But you should tell Mr. Mitchell them, Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This is your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Fumble and crumble.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon, the day after advance poll. Those ballots for the advance poll have been secured and will be taken to the polling stations, relevant polling stations, on election day to be counted, along with all of the other ballots taken on that day. You know, we have some callers on the line. Let's take that call. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm in a desperate situation. Maybe you can advise me what I need to do in reference to election. What happened? That app was going around where you could see the polling divisions. I understand that is not the PRD app. However, when I went on that, it showed me that I'm in Anniston. I'm actually in Southern Shores, but it has all my information, the right thing, and my purple card has the right information. I went by PRD to see if this was a genuine thing. When the guy in charge put my name in, it came up with the same information showed me in Anniston. So I said to them, I said, okay, I can't register in Anniston because I never lived there, and I won't be on Southern Shores register according to your system. I do. I say, because I need to vote. What's my situation?
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Nothing you can do. I just won't be able to vote. That's basically what he told me, or vote on a protest ballot.
So let me. So you live in Anglesey.
Southern Shores. Yes.
What does your voter's card say?
Southern Shores.
Okay, so that's where you vote. But you're saying on the register, you're saying on the register, you are in Anglesey.
Yes, sir.
My Lord have mercy on my soul. You voted last election?
Yeah, I've been voting for every election from 99. I've been in the same
spot. And nothing changed with where you live?
No, sir. For some reason,
given that the register is permanent, you landed in Anglesey.
Yes, sir.
Mother Hubbard. Mom, that's a hard one.
I won't.
No, I think you should. You could. That is awful. That is awful. That is ridiculous. So you in Southern Shore, what I would suggest you do is go to your Southern Shore candidate, whoever is your, and go and speak to them and see if they can have you speak to their lawyers.
All right, sir.
Okay?
All right, thank
you.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, think about that, folks. I want you all to think about that. This lady has voted over and repeatedly, and she may be disenfranchised because of what? How do you explain on a permanent register, who's voted seven times, hasn't moved, is in a different constituency? And we got biometric cards? We had a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, brother, like, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. That don't make no kind of sense. And, you know, we talking about we want to move to biometrics, right? Even sort out what we deal with on a regular.
Bro, listen to me now. You a sensible sounding man, right? I'm saying this woman voted seven times.
I know.
And on a permanent register is in a different constituency.
Motorbike. That's on another level, man.
You think that's one of those areas where they take a piece of polling division from one area and put in another area? Sure, Southern Shores don't. Don't hey. The Southern Shores border Anglesey?
Yeah, and you know the funny thing about it is like, you know, the errors and things. It's not. I could see if it was only, you know, in the favor of the government, but it's also affecting persons who may be PLP, FNM. It's just carelessness. It's just foolishness, and this is one of the things that, you know, I wonder months and months and months to plan and lay this thing out. And you know what I think is happening, Mr. Lang? I think a lot of this data is done or entered by hand or cross-referenced by hand or person, and not using the technology that's available to do these things. Because how you could come up with these kind of things? It just don't make no sense. Anyhow, bro. I let me ask you one quick question before I go.
Yeah, sure.
Based on the layout of how many people that they estimate may be able to vote, I challenge someone. We were talking about it. I tell them, I say, I bet you any money during the election period, they're going to extend the hours of these polls based on the size of the voter size this time. They're gonna extend the hours. I will bet anyone that they're going to extend those hours beyond the regular hour. That is my bet.
Well, the discretion, the law does permit the parliamentary commissioners to do that,
yeah,
if the circumstances require it.
Right. And at any given point, I think, what do you think, if they do that, you think it's going to be 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock?
Because
I know it's going to go way up.
I don't allow for the administrative things that need to be done, so I really don't know.
Right, and the reason why I stated that is because if you go 12 o'clock, that's the next day, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
The next, yeah. All right. Okay, bro.
Yeah, man. Take care, brother. Ooh, sugar. I feel for that lady, though. Feel for her. When you want to vote and you want to do your duty, I mean, imagine that. That's crazy. I'd like somebody to explain that to me. I don't know. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shivago. How you doing, man?
Right here, man. What you saying?
Great. I have a concern, and I think that should have been a concern that the Parliamentary Registration Department take a close look at, because with all that have been going on with these voters' cards, somebody, another lady, could show up with the same, with that name in Angliston. Because that is so highly unlikely for her to be on the register for Angliston on a biometric card, both saying Sudden Shores. Something funny appears to be going on there. So the parliamentary registration, whoever's working in Angliston, need to look out for that name. I think she should report that to the relevant authorities, and they should be looking out for that name to show up in Angliston during the general election.
Yeah, she should also go to she should go to whoever's a candidate of choice and let them know what the deal is.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate your calling, man. Listening to you.
Hello.
Hey, yes. How you doing,
Mr. Lang? How you doing?
I'm right here, man. What's going
on? Okay. I was on the line for about 3 hours yesterday. I'm disabled.
Oh wow!
And when I got there at Doris Job there, it took an next hour for them to get an application for us to fill out. I thought it was going
to
take them about 10 minutes to get an application, and it took them about an hour to get an application to fill out for me.
You didn't apply in advance to vote in the advance poll, eh?
We applied to vote in advance poll, but we didn't get no application for disabled.
Wow. What the? Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to say
that. Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling. Appreciate you letting us know. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Hey, what's up?
Listen, man, I missed your first hour of the show, so I'm not too sure what the topic is. I assume you'll be speaking.
What else people talking about? We're talking about yesterday.
Right. Okay. So listen, I did make some recommendations earlier. But I wanted to add something. What I just said earlier was that I think they should open the polls earlier. The reason why I say it's 6 o'clock rather than later is because you give people an opportunity to be in the cool more than in the heat. And those persons who are disadvantaged, I think it's 8 polls, and persons who have special needs or handicapped persons who have special needs, they don't vote earlier than the general public, and then the general public start probably 8 o'clock. I also want to recommend they utilize all the classrooms in the time. What I think we should do is use a number system. When you reach there, they give you a number when you get to your polling station. So you identify your polling station, and make sure you're in the right polling station, they give you a number. and you go sit in a classroom somewhere, and then all the time, your number, let's say you take 5 numbers or 10 numbers at a time. Then they come and get you, so you only have to stand up for maybe 10, 15 minutes rather than stand up for 3, 4 hours, man. I read a story from someone in poor people yesterday. It might have been one lady fainted yesterday, or fell out of the wrong room, but Dr. Fox is on the scene.
Couple of people we heard fainted.
This is really, you know, really hard. This is a hard time of the year.
And there's another
thing I mentioned it earlier too, but let me also reiterate. I keep saying the best month for election, in my view, is when school closed August. I believe we should do it like around the third week in August, so you catch those summer students who go back to university, so they'll be able to vote. Secondly, probably learn to vote in advance polls. And that if school is closed, you're not disrupting school services. You may get more people, and more people could plan better. You know, you take your vacation in time to be back. Then it takes a lot of pressure of even the politicians having to fly people in to vote. That sort of thing, man. We can really do better than we're doing with this electoral system in the Bahamas.
You want to hear? All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We listen to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how you doing, man?
Hey, man. I'm right here. What's up?
Let me tell you something. With them putting that woman on the line, listen. But you all say they're candid. I think they're trying to teach this election. I can be honest with you. Have a good day.
You know, I could only tell you, Mr. Ingram was asked about these things, and Mr. Ingram said he hopes that it is only incompetence and not something else. He said that's what he hopes. Right? And let's all hope that. And that's what it is. Or mistakes. Or stuff like that. And not something else. We have another call on the line? No? All right. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. That is crazy. How would that lady who lived in Southern Shores, voted in that area all her life, on the permanent register, end up in Anguston? That type of situation should raise some serious suspicions about the process and the register. That, I can tell you, that's a deep one. That lady, ma'am, you call, really, you really have us wondering, man, because that there ain't that. How do you explain that? Like, if you on the permanent register and you ain't doing nothing, what you touching me for? Why you need to touch me? Huh? Yeah, I can't understand it. This text says, good afternoon. Great observation. If error or glitches, it should have been corrected before now, days before an election. This text says, thank you for saying this. I'm truly baffled that influential voices are trying to tell us that what's happening is normal. We shouldn't be concerned. Oh, I think I was reading some of y'all thing from yesterday, actually. Hold on. Ooh, that's 58 messages. That's crazy. you know, a lot of times when these things are happening, people like the politicians start talking to each other, and they just ignore the fact that citizens are querying all these messages from citizens. These ain't no opposition candidate speaking. This text says, good morning, and Mr. Lang, your introduction song today, Miserable Life, is so appropriate for what happened at the advance polls yesterday. Why do you think I played it? This says, good morning, and Mr. Lang, this says, right, well-thinking senior public officers were doing their part, especially in Elizabeth. I imagine so, and I also know right-thinking public officers are very concerned about some of the things that they are hearing and observing. They are. This text is also, someone said the PM called for every MP to take 800 people to the poll, an extraordinary number of poll workers registering. How can people decide on their own that they're in the advance poll and the PRD not raise a flag? Regardless of that issue, there will be 200,000 on election day, yes? This text says, yet opposition says government is committing fraud. Opposition said the government is committing fraud. This text says, I want to see a press conference with a detailed breakdown for constituency. We have X voters, we have Y polling divisions, and we estimate an average of Z persons per polling division. To ensure counterfoils are located quickly, we have done ABC. In terms of irregularities, if you have evidence that you registered but your name is not on the register, you will be allowed to vote, and XYZ will be the process, X, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I insist for us to amend the law to provide for verifiable circumstances which can be agreed on poll day by the attorneys or agents of candidates that a person is not going to be deprived of their ability to vote because evidence exists that they were duly authorized to do so. I think that it is possible to do that because the disenfranchising a citizen is not only a terrible tragedy for them, it is an affront to the electoral process, to free and fair elections. And that should not be no citizen should be barred from, for no fault of their own, being able to exercise their franchise. No citizen. I know I wouldn't want it happen to me. Let me choose to do that, but don't let a mistake by the state cause me to do that. That is unfair. And again, I like to say, you can lose a constituency vote. You can lose a constituency vote by one vote, and you can lose a government by one constituency. So one vote could cause you the government. One vote. Don't tell me it can happen. We know it can happen. Right? And so people should not be disenfranchised who want to vote. That is not a thing. We want to be a staple. And not to be. We've been doing this a little while, man. We're not new to elections in the Bahamas. Maybe some people are new to it themselves, but not the country. And you know, we have a lot of people who participated in the electoral process before. Lots and lots of people, man. Get them people, these senior people with all this experience. Ask them to come and help us out. That's what we need to do. This says Mr. Errol Bethel, who was parliamentary commissioner not long ago. Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm so sorry. Errol Bethel. Thank you so much for that. Errol Bethel, folks, was the parliamentary commissioner and very well experienced in the matter. Longford is a pastor in Freeport. My bad. This says Sherlyn Hall and Harrison Thompson both bungled elections. And Charles Chucky Albury and Lovato Duncanson stood firm as parliamentary commissioner, executing excellence in that capacity. Errol Bethel served with distinction. He did indeed. I remember watching some work with him. As we prepared for elections, I remember that distinctly. What question does a PM ask to gauge the readiness of the PRD? Questions beyond yes, that would objectively assess the status. Well, a PM will look at the voter register, look at the number of persons registered in each polling division, ask the parliamentary, the registrar, given these number of voters in the polling divisions and constituencies, what numbers of people would be adequate to ensure that voting takes place smoothly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he would listen up for complaints being made by his candidates and by other people's candidates about the register and so forth and so forth. So he had many questions to answer. What about a disability? What are we doing about this? How qualified are you? How trained are your presiding officers, your returning officers, and so forth and so forth? All kind of things. All kind of questions can be asked to ensure that people get ready and prepared to have a good election process. This text is like we need more polling divisions. If not, May 12th will be a big mess. April 30th will be a joke. The parliamentary registry have 2 weeks to fix it. I didn't warn them. Okay. It says, can Pintard write the election 2026 version, or if he wins, can he write? I don't know. I don't understand what that means. This says, what, read that before. I said, Mr. Lang, what Ingram said about Harrison Thompson in the interview, would you all play it before the show? Mr. Lang, that video gone international. I was shocked when I saw that on Forgetting King's TV YouTube page and those comments, what I was who win his seat not to beat the fella. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabaga Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Fort Charlotte, stand up! Bahamas, wake up! All across this nation, time to see the truth clear now. Tell Brave and Sebas, all money ain't good money. FNM, we ready. Poor man plan. Save us get rich, now we run the land. While Bahamians catching hell again. Big mansion, big car, big talk, but can't walk the people walk. All that money and still can't rest. Power hungry, heart can't bless.
All money ain't good money.
Brave, you know, you sell the soul of the nation for a number show. Save us county million, FNM say no. Fort Charlotte rise, let the truth flow.
All money ain't.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to divert, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
Introducing Popeye's new Cloud Sandwich. Three bold ways to satisfy your cravings. Go classic, crispy, juicy chicken stacked just right with lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, and bacon. Turn up the heat with the spicy Club Sandwich served with pepper jack cheese. Or get into the honey mustard Club Sandwich. Sweet, tangy, and totally irresistible. This isn't just lunch. It's a membership upgrade. Join the club. Taste the crunch. Love every bite.
This
is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Pleasant. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, man. And yourself?
Okay. Okay, Mr. Lang, your master's degree is in economics, right?
My master's is in business administration. My bachelor's is in economics.
Okay. Over the past years, you've taken tests about money, about politics, about voting, about economics, almost repetitively over and over and over. And I've been listening to you to this week, explaining basically the same thing over and over and over. And from yesterday, I've been listening to the talk shows. And just about everybody been calling in the talk shows from right this morning, and we've been saying the same thing over and over and over, and nothing has changed. In the future, looking towards the 12th of May, if it took them 5 years to correct that register, whether people in the right place, whether they're in the wrong place, whether they're born, whether they're dead, whatever it is, it took them 5 years, they'll get it straight. Now, how they gonna get it straight in 2 weeks, I don't know how that gonna happen. And I don't know who wins the election. I hope we do. And another thing, Mr. Lang, you know, there's a gentleman that said he has no friends, only Jesus is his friend. God bless him. But they've been calling every talk show all day, saying the same thing over and over, and he is entertained by everybody all day, and they have all the answers to everything in this country. But I wonder, why don't they run for the House of Assembly? Because they know all the answers. They know more than you who've been in the House Assembly. I want to know why they run for a party or the House of Assembly. And all they do is talk the same thing on every show from morning to 6 o'clock in the evening. Yeah. I wish they realized, give some other people some points of view and chance for it. Have a great day.
You too, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. This text says both PMs, Ingram and Minnis, said it's impossible to steal an election. I don't think that is impossible at all. I don't think so at all. And I don't know if you've been listening, sir, but I mentioned this before. Someone sent me the video where Mr. Ingram said that. And they asked me if I agreed. And I texted them back and I said I did not agree. I sent Mr. Ingram the conversation I had with the people saying that I disagreed with him on that. And I read before, and I will read it for you again, what Mr. Ingram's response to me was when I observed that I did not agree with him on that. I want to read it for you again so that we can stop saying what Mr. Ingram said. He said, if you have incompetence, it disengage people on the other side, all things are possible. So I take that to mean if you have incompetent people on the FNM side or the PLP side in terms of money and so forth, if you have incompetent people in the parliamentary situation, you can steal an election and or you can lose it not by stealing it, but because of the errors that happen in it. I mean, if it don't matter whether the voter register is right,
if it doesn't matter whether or not people's names are where they're supposed to be, if it doesn't matter whether you get a chance to vote because your name doesn't appear even though you did all you're supposed to, then why the hell do we do all the things we do? What sense does that make? Why do we have all these agents that parties are training to look for stuff? Why do we have agents who have to have their eyes on a ballot box when it is moving? Because you can steal an election if you're incompetent or not vigilant and so forth. Don't tell me it's impossible. It's possible. If people are dedicated enough to doing skullduggery, it's possible. And as Mr. Ingram said, if you're incompetent in doing what you're supposed to do on any side of the divide, it is possible. So I'm not buying that. Stay vigilant, Bahamians. Stay vigilant, PLP, FNM, COI agents, independent party agents. Stay vigilant. Democracies don't exist automatically. They have to be defended. They have to be monitored. They have to, don't let nobody lull you to sleep. What Mr. Ingram told people that nobody wants to repeat is he says, do your job. Stay vigilant. So don't let nobody lull you to sleep talking about you can't lose no elections and it can be stolen. It can be stolen. Can be. And that's why we have all the systems in place we have to try to avoid it. This text says, it ain't easy to do it, but it is possible. This text says, isn't it part of Bahamian events to fall short somewhere in organization of an event? We plan for event to start 5, for example, 4:50, we just now. Then some people like to come fashionably late. It don't surprise me we have the same case involved with setting up a national event. You're being cynical. This text says, great show as usual. The government might May 12th the day off to vote because going on a line 6 a.m. is ridiculous to vote. I vote, one vote cost Mr. Christie. I don't know. I thought Mr. Christie lost by more than one vote, but Elizabeth had lost by only a couple of votes. So, Mr. Lang, I have some challenges with my health. So when I know that I am going out, especially if the place, venue, or this destination is not known for comfort, I bring my folding chair, bottled water, an umbrella. This is a very good suggestion. Hello, if you're voting on May 12th, I know what I can do. I carry my bottle of cold water. I'm carrying me my little chair. I'm carrying me my hat and cap. I'm carrying me whatever I need to keep myself cool. I just keep a bag of little ice because I stick the ice and rubber on my face and stuff like that to try to keep me. So do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Do what you have to do. To do what you have to do. that's great. That's a great point, yeah. So to all my learned listeners, bring that what you can to improve your comfort in government. And candidates seeking re-election should match your energy and effort. Absolutely great advice. Great advice. Yeah. Carry what you need to carry. Even if you need to carry something to eat, carry yourself a bag of chips, some walnuts or some pecan or whatever you got to carry. Carry some pea soup and dumpling if you want to carry. Mr. Lang, I ain't no one in the relevant authority want to call your show and offer some clarity towards that woman's situation, eh? If you are listening to the show and know of something that can help that lady, call the show. Give us some information for anyone else who may be in that situation. That's a good idea. But they can call. Please call. Please call. Say, give up. Good afternoon. I endorse that Mr. Bethel served with distinction. We had no choice during his time preparing for our election. Thank you. Yeah, Mr. Bethel, no chaos. He was exceptional. No question about it. If you see Ingram, don't complain about somebody. Say, happy Friday, Mr. Lang. Not to take you off track, I see pipe trucks back on the road. So what's up with that? We heard that they had left the country. Pike did not leave the country. They had a transition of some sort. But they didn't leave the country. So yes, Pike is still here. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Mike.
Mind you, nobody tell me that. I had to learn that by myself a little bit. But so, you nobody officially tell me that. And then Mr. Ferguson, I think, and others came back a little later on and said some things. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, Mr. Lang, how you doing?
Right here, man. What's up?
Listen to me. The lady that says that she lives in Sudden Shores and they have her in Anglesey. Is this her first time voting?
You weren't listening to the show. That woman says she votes 7 times and you never move.
So they're using the same register from the last election.
Yeah, but the woman
so
telling you what happened to her.
Voting.
But the woman ain't on because she is.
I don't
because
see
her voters,
on the last register, because, Mr. Lang. They're using that.
Listen to me, man. We don't have to theorize about what the woman say. She said her voter's card says Southern Shores. She went down to the parliamentary registration people and they say she's an angry vote on the protest vote or you can count vote. Why you want to not theorize about what the woman say she experienced?
Brother Lang, you have run 4 in 4 elections. If our voter's card says Sudden Shores, her name has to be on the Sudden Shores old voters.
Tell me what her name should be there. Her name should be there. But she is saying on the register, she's in Anglesey.
So she voted in Anglesey in the last election then?
No, she voted in the Southern Shores. She voted in the same place 7 times.
The same registration from last election then? So her name get off to get into Anglesey.
Well, now you go out, you tell us how. That's the question, isn't it? That's the question. So that's why I told her to go to her candidate and go get the lawyers and let them look at the situation.
Boy, that's a serious thing. But let me just comment on yesterday at the CV Bell School. I voted in the advance poll because of my condition. I didn't want to catch up like the last election. So I voted on yesterday.
Right.
And if South Beach can have 700 voters for the advanced poll, they had 2 classrooms they could have voted in. Bamboo Town had about 1,300, almost twice as much. They had them in 1 little classroom. Why they didn't put South Beach with the 700 in 1 class and in the 2 classes?
Or some arrangement that took account of the fact that you had more people voting at one station than the other station, and you should therefore have more polling stations.
I also have to comment the candidates in the South, in the Bamboo Town constituency. They got together, Dr. Sands, Ms. Patricia DeVoe, and I think Lincoln Bain stepped in for his candidate. They got together, and then they came out of the powwow they had with the presiding officer, returning officer, they start now calling all the disabled people, all the people in the wheelchairs. So that worked out well. And please allow me, I've already said this before, but I'm going to say it one more time. Mr. Lincoln Bean, I was impressed with him on yesterday. He caring like a gentleman amongst gentlemen yesterday. He hold wild and he do the thing. Yeah,
I got you, brother.
Yesterday.
I got you. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate you calling. We got another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. We have another caller on the line?
No? How you doing? Sialan Johnson.
Hey, Sialan, what's up?
I figured out that when I slept on the wrong side of the bed last night, I was in Poland Division 4, and my wife's in Poland Division 3. So it depends on
why are you calling my show talking? Why are you calling my show talking nonsense again?
I can send you the screenshot, man.
For real? You are in 2 different polling divisions?
Yeah, we share the same bed, though.
In Freeport?
Yeah.
Boy, the last time I ever that happened, it was pre-1992.
But we're not even close to the other, so I don't know how it's done. But, like, just I just want to say this, right, about this, right? When I look at the voters' roll, right, the last time in April, he said we had 209,000, right? When it closed up in 2021, we had 194,000. I know it's a 20,000, 30,000 difference. But then when you go to the advanced poll, in 2021, it said that we had 19,000 and 26,000. I'm just trying to figure out why would 6,000 additional change the dynamics so drastically?
Well, it could, because it depends on how much pressure was on the thing before. You know how if you have a glass of water and you fill it up just to the brim, like it's possible you can move it and not have too much spillage, right? But then you get that little extra bit, and all of a sudden now it tells your system you didn't do the necessary to account for all this.
I would like to see, you know, I don't have to check my record to see where, I wish I can check the news later, my archives later today, to see how they designate the people who's going to vote here, they or spread it out to see that they compress this particular time to cost this type thing. Because I just kind of figure when you spread it out over the thing, it's like having an extra 50 people in line for each constituency.
Yeah, even if that happened, that should not have caused you any issues, because you could have accounted for that. Because who's going to be voting isn't a surprise.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, and they knew who the seniors was on the roll. They knew who actually registered. But you could even anticipate from the disabled from last time, the seniors in the roll, so many different things. So this, I'm gonna go with Ingram, incompetence, ineptitude. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Thank you, brother. It says, Mr. Lang, this parliamentary registration issue is the progress the people ask for. Inept governance leads to inept parliamentary administration. Well said, Mr. Lang. Stay vigilant. Stay vigilant. That's what I said. All right, we have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, I have one complaint to make. Yesterday, to the thing, the bathrooms were not in place. They have these little low toilets for the people with wheelchairs. And how can they expect us to go in there to urine or to pass the feces or whatever? That was wrong what they do to us. That was wrong to let them know. Put the things in place for the general election. Because what happened yesterday cannot happen again. It was wrong.
Yes,
no bathroom.
Thank you.
No bathroom.
Thank you very much. Oh, wow. Thank you, Mom. That's a good idea. That's a good note, actually. Yeah. This text says, if it is impossible. Now, many of these places are at schools and stuff like that where they do have toilet facilities and stuff, right? So it says, if it is impossible to steal an election, why then did Minister Colby Davis protest so loudly yesterday? Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely correct. We have another. Oh, the third person dropped? Okay, good. All right. This text says, Z, so why can't that lady go to the registry to have that corrected? I refuse to get a biometric until they're not trusting the system because no time to do a double check of info process. Maybe oversight of not inputting info, seeing that bio and old voter's card with same info. Yesterday, so many problems at constituencies, but must give kudos to Seabreeze and Nassau Village held at City Curtis yesterday. Seems as if a lot of training is required. But she can't get it corrected because the certified register is the only one that can be used for election day. You cannot be adjusting or correcting the register today, not under the law. That's the problem. That's the problem. That register is now fixed. And so that's what the party, we can't do nothing about it. They don't have no authority to adjust it. It says, Mr. Lang, the reason we have to hire these retired persons with a wealth of knowledge is because when they were there in the job, they didn't train anyone to replace them. And this is now the practice so they can have a job when they retire. Okay. It says, good day, Sean. I heard a few, you calling me Sean, you must know me very well. I heard a few texts about candidate Rick Fox acting out after being disrespected, but recall our sitting Prime Minister Perry Christie after felt insulted, put up his middle finger and indicating the F word, yeah, and he lost. So what's your point? That's a good example? You want to follow that example? This text is, I question, if everyone from St. James whose surname begins A-K place their ballot in the same box, how do they determine which polling division the votes should go to? What you mean? How do they determine which polling division? It don't matter. The polling division don't matter. I mean, it matters as to, you can do a count for per polling division, but what matters more than anything else is that your vote is in the right constituency, eh? So maybe they just, so they're all in one polling division. So that sometimes what happens, that's why you see a swelling of a polling division, because all of the advanced poll ballots go in that in a single polling division. This text says the app she's referring to is not an official app and not put out by the PRD. No. And the one and the PRD's version I talked about yesterday of where you should go and vote, they need to update that so that's accurate information and a complete information, because it does not. When I say accurate, then it just says Angleston as to where the polling station is, but it don't say that's in New Providence. It says east, west. It says, is she referring to the online registering being wrong? No, she's referring to her, if you're talking to the lady, she's referring to her name being wrong on the certified register. See, this is the point I made to Dwight a year ago. Nobody's against electronic voting, but you cannot start a new system with a bad data. And something seems drastically wrong with the data they are porting to new systems. This is true. This process right now is definitely raising clear questions about the data. That's a question. That's no. After this election, there has to be a dedicated process of sanitizing the register and ensuring that it is bulletproof. Has to. This is the 21st century. Chicago line name shouldn't be altered for any reason other than the man move from one constituency to the next, if it's a permanent register, if he's voted before. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Didn't the lady call just now mention using an app? Yes, it was an unofficial app. It's not the PRD app. I don't know what that app is. I've never seen it. This says, good afternoon. Could it be that the lady and someone else have the same name? I know of two persons that has the same name as me. That makes three of us. Yeah, but then why would it be possible to go, she's in Southern Shores, her voter's card says Southern Shores, so all I got to do is check Southern Shores and her name should be there. What she's saying is her name ain't there, her name in Angleston. So you could have people with the same name. Me and my son have the same name, Chicago Sean Lang. So you will see two stuff. One is mine and one is theirs, and me and living in the same place. But if I go to vote and look for my name, you should see my name in Marco City, and you'll see here's where he's registered. So having many people with the same name isn't the problem. Is why isn't my name showing up where I voted all the time I voted before and on my voter's card on a permanent register? This text says, why are we going contrary from what is written on our voter's card? Not going contrary. The question is, how does the register cause me to be not in the same polling division as my voter's card? That's the question. This text says, they don't need to extend the hours. You can just say anyone in line at closing time can vote, even if you give them a ticket to show up a later time, if they can, based on length of time. I agree that 100% if the law allows. This says, they would need to say the count can't begin until the last voter in the line is voted. I agree that 100%. This text says, Ms. Lang, I think she said that only that new app has her in Angleston, but everything else she have is saying, so she doesn't show us. Am I right? No. She said, as from what I understand, she went to the parliamentary registration people. They told her that app is, she said that they told her she's in Angleston. That's what she said. That's why she came to get the help. This text says, Mr. Lang, please note an app is out called Bahamas Vote Finder that tells you where you are voting and direction to polls once you put your name in, although I believe it is a little intrusive for giving names, age, and data, but I wouldn't use it. I ain't using it. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. PM Davis makes history on this one. Okay. This text says, but that would throw out accountability for the register. What would? I don't understand. Says, Mr. Lang, I think this election should not be recognized. How do we go about doing this? Man, that ain't happened. This could be recognized. This text is highlighting a lot of people forgot about the 2007 election. The FNM won by 3 seats. And remember, the PRP took 3 seats to the election court to get votes thrown out. I was one of them seats. And then hoping to win out the count, the recount on the recount. Could you explain exactly what happened in 2007? Just as you said, in 2007, we won by 3 seats. Three of those seats were contested. Pinewood, Marco City and one other one. They went to election court first with Pinewood. Pinewood won. So that happened. They went to election court with Marco City, my seat, and they lost. So Pinewood, the vote was upheld. So the FNM kept that seat. Marco City, the vote was upheld. The other one, they just didn't contest anymore. That was, I think, Desmond's seat. This text says, yesterday, each of our two rooms catered just over 300 voters, okay? This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. It took me 4 hours to vote yesterday. It was chaos at C.I. Gibson School. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It is about time that we as Bahamians unite and demand from our leaders to conduct a referendum supporting a fixed election day. An election for president of the United States happens every 4 years on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. The next presidential election is scheduled to be November 7, 2008. This last text says, election 2026, Pintard's play. As you described, Rick Fox throwing off his campaign general and Jo Beth placing her offices. I thought this could make great comedy juxtaposed against the PM smiling and saying everything. Boy, listen, y'all have a fantastic weekend. Is y'all, the producer sending me, this might be the app they're referring to. Yeah, I saw the app, you know. I saw the app. Anyways, folks, I can't get all of your texts in, but God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. Y'all have a fantastic weekend. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. Take care.